it's Neil Atkinson with Ben Anderson to start this coach home. And we're starting with the side who aren't quite the league leaders, but they are the only team left in the country with 100% records and the only team left in the five big leagues in Europe with 100% records. And as I said, all the way through the summer, the smart money for that will be Aston Villa. it is Aston Villa. We have got Ben with us to talk about it. And Ben, I want to start with the sort of the grand sweep of this. It's only two goals conceded, and ironically, before Liverpool played Villa, we talked about the fact that Villa don't have, for a long time, haven't been given up many chances. Obviously, the 7-2 is a wild game, and it's a bit different. But in those other three Premier League games, not only have Villa not conceded, they haven't looked that likely to concede either.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting that the only two goals that have been scored past us so far are by Mo Salah, one of the best players in the Premier League. And I'll tell you what, Neil, this time last year, we'd not have thought of this, even coming out of lockdown. I think Villa changed actually coming out of lockdown. I'm pretty sure we spoke about it before, that those first few games back, the defence looked different.
Yeah.
That partnership between Konsa and Tyrone Mings really strengthened up. I think the addition of Matty Cash at the back as well is fabulous for us. He's a player that drives forward, but like, I'm not sure if you saw the game last night, the pace that he runs back and puts the challenges in at is fantastic. So I think that, obviously, Martinez as well, the keeper with the longest arms in the league, is so solid at the back. And there just seems to be a huge confidence for those boys at the moment that, yeah, actually, it doesn't matter who we're facing, who's trying to put the balls over the top or who's trying to drive through the middle, one of them will handle it, and they're covering each other really well. And defensively last season, we were dreadful. You know, Tyrone Mings was making a lot of mistakes. It was the demoralizing goals that led to us losing a lot of matches. So to see that toughened up is the first wonderful thing for us at the moment, and something that we didn't expect. But hey, let's hope it carries on.